Got some splaining to do. Actually, I just want to get his take on the whole Jameis conversation we started the show with. But I almost don't want to talk about this because it's already become a tedious and annoying conversation. But what happened last night during Game 4 of the World Series where two jabronis, and that's what they are, two just pure idiots, grabbed the hand of Mookie Betts on a foul ball down the right field line. I know the difference in my left and my right. It's not great. I was pointing right, and I started to say left. But one guy grabbed his wrist. The other guy, who looked like some sort of, I can't even say what I really think about him, just the quintessential mouth-breathing New York Yankee moron.
That's exactly it. He looked exactly like what you would think of when you think of a New York Yankees fan.
And honestly, like Fred Flintstone's illegitimate child, who also might be slightly inbred. Like, he just looks like, even like people are trying to...
Straight out of The Sopranos, that
so
guy.
So basically, these two dip bleeps grab Mookie Betts' hand and then took the ball out of his glove, and a almost Donnybrook ensued. They got kicked out of the game. And the worst part about it was Twitter. And it's so funny that we're going to start here because the guy was supposed to be able to go to Game 5 tonight, and then the Yankees were like, hey.
Well, I think the MLB stepped in.
No. The Yankees apparently were part of this.
Oh, okay.
That they were part of it.
So I had only seen, I guess, I thought originally he was going to be due back, and then I saw somewhere that that MLB stepped in. But you're saying the Yankees also were we probably can't let this guy back in.
There's a few different reports on this, but basically the Yankees were like, hey, it'd be great if you didn't come back here. Because what's even wilder is this idiot is a Yankee season ticket holder. And there's a few levels to this. But the thing that immediately annoyed me was when people started to use the word assault. And listen, assault, the implication here is intent. He didn't intend to hurt Mookie Betts. He didn't think that much about it. If you saw him, he really just thought, I'm going to take the ball out of his glove. He's just an idiot. I think we get to this point where, I'll be honest, if we want to talk about insidious behavior, when Freddie Freeman, when they were doing the cancer thing about everybody had a different name on the whiteboard about, you know, who you stand up to cancer for, and he put his mom and they said, you suck, Freddie Freeman. Yeah, that's close. I got it. But you suck, Freddie Freeman. That person is legitimately a worse person than the other guy because the other guy's just an idiot. We got to stop reacting to every idiot out there. Guys, he's going to be banned to the sun. All right? But people are like, he should be thrown in jail.
Watch.
Miss me with that. It wasn't assault.
I bet you, though, this will die down. The World Series will end. It might end tonight. And then he'll probably be back next year with those same seats. I bet you. Just
watch.
But why does it
have to be? Why do we have to jump to it's assault? It's like, because what it
yeah,
is.
I mean, that's
is
too
it's,
far.
It's the ultimate. Because what we've done now is, on Twitter, when something like this happens, it's not enough. Nobody gets rewarded. Nobody gets the most likes for what an idiot. Looks like a total doofus. He should not be back the rest of this series. And maybe even a ban for next year, season ticket revotes or something like that. It's immediately the first three things I saw were, that's assault. No, it's not. Assault is the intent to hurt somebody. This guy didn't think that far. He's a moron. He is literally just a mouth-breathing doofus. So, turning everything into, an evil thing. It's not evil. He's just an idiot.
But I will say this, because this is maybe the more annoying part than any other than the fact that, my instant reaction was, this is just classic Yankees fans. They would do something like this and then celebrate it after the fact. And that's my biggest problem, is, you got people like Jesse Rogers at ESPN who, leave the stadium and go find the guy afterwards to do a story on him and then, profile his entire life. Oh, he's this Yankees fan. He's been going to Yankee Stadium for 20 years. These tickets have been in his family. And he always walks around talking about the 27 championships and blah, blah, blah. And then it becomes this whole thing, and it's this whole folklore where he gets celebrated on social media. And this is the problem with our society today.
Ooh,
is that the,
going on society,
yes,
I like it. Keep
yes,
cook, King,
we
cook.
Celebrate people who do dumb stuff like this. And then, somebody, I think, had the tweet last night, in 2 days, this guy's going to be on like every podcast. And then in 3 days, he'll have his own podcast. Like, it's going to be like the Hawk Tua girl all over again. Like, he's just going to be made famous by this moment. Wait. And that's my problem is like, we celebrate the dummies. We celebrate the idiots who do dumb, you know what, and then end up with like a, they somehow get like rewarded for it. It's like, we shouldn't be rewarding this guy for all doing right. something that was obviously stupid.
Who did the Hawk Tua girl hurt? Other than her own hireability.
She's not lumped into the idea.
You literally just lumped her into it.
I was only lumping her in because she was somebody who, like, she went from, like, just this viral moment to, like, now you're qualified to have your own podcast. And that's what this is going to happen with this idiot. He's going to end up getting celebrated in some way. He's going to do every talk show in America.
But see,
we shouldn't celebrate this stuff because here's the problem. Then people think, like, oh, if I do something stupid, it might go viral. And then people just keep pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope. Yeah, and what stupid thing they can do end up with a podcast and be famous.
Yeah, but that's kind of just the whole part and parcel of having this time in history. So, like, he's just the next idiot. And so, like, when people automatically go to, because this is the same thing as like the Browns conversation, where the Browns were like,
Browns. For a day where somebody does something stupid and we get mad at them and then shun them, Steve Bartman. Steve Bartman, he doesn't want anything to do with society after that whole incident. So,
if 95% of people condemn it, do we have we not weighed in? Like, this, I do think the problem is we're the self-fulfilling prophecy where everything is a way to symbolize the worst of us. I'm sick of sitting here and allowing the worst of us to represent the rest of us, because the rest of us are more. Like, the logical people, and yes, listen, the worst Yankees fans are the worst fans on the planet. I'll be honest. I saw 5% of the worst people on the planet in my hometown 2 weeks ago cheering an injury. But I'm so sick of, because this is honestly, when you react to it in general, you give idiots power. We're giving these idiots power.
But that's my point.
Well, but no, my point is, even in reacting in contempt and saying, there's something performative about being, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Send this man to the moon. Death sentence. Like, these things are stupid. He's a moron. He should never be back for the rest of the series. And if we go farther than that, you're part of the hysteria that gets that ass wagon another opportunity to make, not you, Jax. I was pointing at the ass wagon.
Well, okay then.
The
Jax,
royal
what'd
ass
you do
wagon.
To Nick? My God.
But no, like that. Like, this is a part of it. Like, if you do the thing of, I'm going to soapbox and I'm going to high road. I'm not saying you're doing this. I'm saying social media is doing this. Like, you're part of giving this beast power. He's a moron. All right. We used to do this thing with morons. We'd be like, "Man, that guy was a moron," and then we would move on.
But we would shame them. That's we. Don't, my point is, we don't move on anymore. That's my point. And I'm not I wasn't the person who was out here like, this is assault. Like I said, my instant reaction, and I was also hosting a show, but my instant reaction was, oh, I'm not surprised by that. That's a classic Yankees fan doing something a classic Yankees fan would do. And I made a joke about how that guy looked like what you would think of a Yankees fan looking like. That was my reaction. I wasn't screaming assault. I wasn't doing all those different things. That is to the extreme. But my problem is, like, what you're saying should be how it goes. It should be, this guy's a moron. 95% of the people think so. But then you got reporters like chasing after the guy to like get his life story.
But that's the 5%.
But that's the
reporter, right. Who, by the way, I've heard some pretty great things about how he conducted himself here. That idiot reporter is part of the 5%.
Right, but
it's not the 95%.
The problem is that 5% has the ability to then put this person on a pedestal where then they get like celebrated in a way that they shouldn't get celebrated.
And you can
walk
away.
That's why I said I long for a Steve Bartman thing where it's like, somebody does something stupid, they should get shamed into oblivion so that they never want anything to do with society ever again.
That literally ruined that guy's life.
Yes, let's ruin this guy's life.
And by the way, yes, but there
was... Let's ruin this guy's life.
No, that's not a...
He's going to be on every talk show in America now, and everyone's going to be like, oh, this guy.
Yeah, that's part of ruining his life.
No, it's
everybody's
not. He's going to look at it as a good thing. He's going to go out and be like, social media, people are taking pictures with him and posting it on Instagram. His life isn't ruined from this.
Yeah, no, but again, like... At some point,
he's being enabled to do more stupid things than other people are being enabled to do stupid things.
But at some point, you can choose to either interact with it or walk away. If you're reacting in anger.
So you're trying to speak to everybody out there and just be like, do not interact anymore.
Yes, ignore him. Ignore him.
I mean, that is the way to do it, but
guys, do you realize how many times a day I make an active choice of, oh, you're just an idiot. Like, and I mean, like, and honestly, it's even in things like in personal relationships, when somebody's just having a bad day and being a jackass. Like, I used to, when I was young and married, man, you step one tone out of line with me and I would lose my mind. And I realized at some point, oh, she just had a bad day. Okay. Oh, okay. It's not about me. But we make every idiot, we make into this case of this is what's wrong. And we keep speaking about the same 5% of morons. And I'm just kind of like, okay, let's address it. Wrong. Don't do that. Bad boy. You're banned. Let's never talk about you. I don't like, and listen, you're right in that Jesse Rogers putting out this idiot's name. No, we should forget his name. As a matter of fact, he should just be given a number now because he's just a moron. All right. You've
moron
clearly taken yourself 7, out of the equation.
593.
But like even this conversation we're having with it, we're giving power to this idiot.
You put it
idiot
on the topic sheets. Like, that wasn't my doing.
Well, yeah, because you can't have a sports talk show and not talk about this ass clown in some way. But like at some point, if somebody, a week from now, somebody chooses to have him on the podcast to extend the story, okay, even if you're coming at it from a point of disgust, kind of on you. Like at some point, we gotta just stop. Like we just gotta go. It's like seeing a piece of crap on the ground. Hey, look, there's crap. Well, okay, I guess I'm not gonna step in it. I'm gonna keep going. But we keep, like, because you are speaking to the bigger picture in society. And you're right. Like, yeah, it's annoying. It's vexing. And social media has empowered these people.
Yeah.
It's also empowered a lot of people who haven't had a voice.
I am very well aware of, like, the pros and cons of social media. Well, like, there's some benefits to it. But like,
I think
in these
we're just getting into these thought bubbles with guys like this where it's like, I don't care to be defined by jerks anymore. I don't. At some point, I want to forget this guy ever existed. He's just the biggest, dumbest, galootiest galoot that you've ever seen. And I just want to remember his stupid face from how, like, joyful he looked as he was like, I get ball. And then I just want to forget he ever existed. Like, we waste so much of our time going to the absolute worst of us. Right? And listen, the other 95%, we all got our hangups. We all got our qualms. None of us are perfect. But, like, I think we should just say, oh, 5%. We should just have a shorthand of just like, good person. Okay, cool.
I agree with you. But the problem is, like, the 5% ends up being somehow vocalized in a way where, like, we all still end up seeing it. And it all just becomes, like I said, it allows these idiots to wear these things like a badge of honor. Like, they get to walk around and be like, I'm the guy that ripped the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove. Ha, ha, that's me. You want me to make an appearance on your podcast? You want me to make an appearance on your talk show? You want me to make an appearance here? You want me to make an appearance there? Maybe he's going to start doing birthday parties and bring baseball gloves. I don't know, kids.
I mean, David Chapman shot John Lennon because he wanted to be famous. And then once a year, we get some sort of update on Mark David Chapman on, hey, are you still the crazy bastard that shot John Lennon? Yes, social media has amplified this. We've always done this. Like, and then everybody goes, I wonder why people keep doing this stuff. I'm not lecturing you, by the way. It's just this idea of like,
I'm just speaking to the overall frustration in that idea.
Yeah,
that's
my point. But I guess my point is, like, at some point, you just don't have to engage. And like, for this guy, like, listen, if the Yankees...
But you have to convince everybody of that, though. That's the problem. You have to convince everybody not to engage because there's always going to be somebody that helps amplify this message. Like the people who took a picture with him and then posted on social media like, hey, we met the guy who was doing the glove thing.
Yeah, listen, but if 95% of people are people who aren't Yankees fans, the 5%, overwhelming majority of the 5% are Yankees fans. Like, and the only reason, like... people coming out and doing, oh, he sparked the Yankees. No, he didn't. He's a moron. Morons contribute nothing to society. They exist to wear their lame-ass Aaron Judge jersey and their hat just kind of just trashily enough to go ahead and, hey, I'm a real Yankee. No, you're an idiot. But I think, like, whoever it was it Big Cat that said, like, oh, it sparked the Yankees? Funny, not true, not helpful. So, like, I don't know. Like, at some point, I can't continue to do this thing of, like, I think you give power to them when you're like, I'm so outraged. I'm not outraged. No. Major League Baseball handled it. The Yankees handled it. When they don't handle it, that's when you go to the outrage.
I'm not outraged by the way it's played out since, to the fact that he's getting banned. He's not allowed to come tonight. That's all fine. It's more so, like I said, just the idea that, like, what happens from here if he's becoming like this like historic figure in Yankees baseball history now, of like, oh, he sparked the Yankees and he did that thing at the game and it's going to be like talked about now. And it's just like, again, I just think it's wrong that we celebrate these people. Like, just
I don't see anybody I see so few people celebrating, and I see 97% of people shouting those idiots.
Maybe
down.
I'm only thinking of the Jesse Rogers tweet. I don't know. Maybe that's still. I just can't get out of my head that this guy like went and interviewed the guy after the game. I just think it was stupid.
I mean, that guy could be capable of anything.
To your point,
like pushing a female reporter at a local event, something like that.
You said let it. You said to just let it be. That's my point for Jesse Rogers. It's like, dude, you didn't have to leave the stadium and go track this guy down. You could have just stayed at the stadium and wrote about the game that just played out in front of you and the fact that the Yankees extended the series and their season, right? Sought that out.
What is more of a commentary on society? The 99 reporters that said, that wasn't cool, ban that guy, ban him for life.
Hopefully those people.
Or the one jackwagon.
Yes. Hopefully those people.
No, not hopefully. If 99% of people say something's wrong and 1% say it isn't, I think the good is winning.
Sometimes the 1% just somehow stands out. I don't know, Nick.
216.
You know enough about this, you've seen this enough in society to know like sometimes the 1% is so loud that it becomes how we remember certain things.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
But I'm just done empowering those people. I'm done empowering the cynical, the jaded, the flat-out stupid. I'm done with this idea of, oh, it's the worst times. No, there's a lot of statistics that say it's actually a good time. And unfortunately, we're never eradicating the morons. Unfortunately,
so we shouldn't get this guy on the show, is what you're saying.
I actually was thinking he could be the new co-host. But I don't know if we still do a tryout.
Is he going to apply?
Well, you got to apply first before. I mean, come on.
On the top of his resume, stole the baseball from Mookie Betts.
Real jackwagon. That's the guy we got to work with, Nick Wilson.
Real asshat.
That's what, when I think of real asshats, I think of make him work with Nick Wilson. Well, that'll teach him.
You could just call the show Two Asshats. It'd be perfect.
I don't think that's a good name. No, I don't think that's... I mean, it might be accurate, but I don't think that's a good name. Two Asshats return coming up next on 92.3 The Fan.